This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today, the Seattle City Council is expected to approve a proposal to raise the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour. That would be the highest rate for any large U.S. city. As Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, the proposal had some unusual backers, leaders in the business community.
The Seattle Committee overseeing the minimum wage negotiations represented both labor and business. Howard Wright is the CEO of the Seattle Hospitality Group. He represented employers.
The business community and the chamber did not come out of the box saying, hell no, let's defeat this.
It's not that Wright was eager to raise wages, but he had watched SeaTac, a small town near Seattle's airport, raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour. Wright wanted to get out in front of the trend. While some small businesses and franchises oppose the wage bump, Bob Donegan with Ivar's Seafood Restaurants supports the hike. But he wants it implemented thoughtfully to avoid what happened in SeaTac.
They have cut benefits, laid people off, eliminated health care, taken away meal privileges.
To avoid that, small businesses in Seattle would have up to 7 years to implement the higher minimum wage. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.